My next guest here is a friend who has his own real estate, luxury real estate show on Monday mornings from 7 to 8. You might have heard him here on our airwaves. It's so good to see Clint Hansen in studio.
It's good to see you too, Cindy.
How
are you doing?
A different time and space.
Yeah, all right. I know we're usually here early in the mornings and doing our Monday thing, and I'm always very proud to be running Maui Real Estate Radio, and it's been great. It's been a wonderful opportunity for us to get our message out there and talk about real estate and the changing market. But you want me to come in and talk about our trip that we just took?
I did. Now, it's very interesting because you know, you're longtime Maui residents, your mother and father, Bob and Don.
30
been doing,
years.
Yeah, many years. And you fell in love with a Canadian girl.
Yeah, a beautiful young Canadian woman, Carolyn. You know, we've been married for almost 11 years now. We got two beautiful children.
Yes.
Victoria is 6. And actually, while we were on our trip, my daughter Trinity turned 8. In fact, every year now, it's like kind of a tradition, we like to go to Canada for her 8th birthday.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yeah, it's early July, so we get to Canada for Canada Day. And that was one of the very first things we did for July, you know, early July, July 1st.
What is it like in Canada Day up there in Canada?
Well, it's true what they say. They're very nice.
Uh-huh.
And most of the time we ended up spending because she's originally from Richmond, and there's a lot of immigration into Richmond. A lot of the Chinese people have ended up buying, so it's demographics have been shifting over time.
Uh-huh.
And we like to spend a lot of time, you know, in that Vancouver, Richmond area, going to Steveston, which is this awesome little fishing village.
I've never heard of it.
Steveston is really cute. I mean, it's a traditional fishing village. And my wife, as a young girl during summer, she would actually go and work and cut the fish open and, like, do all the cleaning. So, you know, I've got to be sure not to make her mad because she's pretty proficient with a knife, even though she's actually a vegetarian now. That might have been part of it. Doesn't like fish.
So just for those who may not, including me, mm-hmm. know exactly where you're talking about, if you were to fly in, you'd fly into what town to get to Steveston?
So you'd drive into the Vancouver airport, and or drive in. You would fly into the Vancouver airport, and then Steveston's not even like an hour away from there.
It's close.
Very close. And Richmond is just right over the bridge from there. You know, it's one of, you know, the little island system that they have.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, in addition to going to Richmond, my wife went to Harrison Hot Springs with our daughter for her birthday. We drove up to Whistler. We went to Victoria Island, and I want to just talk to you about all those different things
absolutely,
that we did out there.
Because, you know, I've been to Canada twice and I loved it, but I went to Banff in that time also, stayed at some of the beautiful old railroad hotels, mm-hmm. and Lake Louise and around there.
Oh,
right?
I love Lake Louise.
It's so beautiful and iconic, and the hotel's fantastic. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Glacier's right there in your backyard when you're up there, right? And then went and spent time at a beautiful lodge, Edmonton, out there. And it was beautiful, but not easy to get to. You drive a couple hours from the airport to get to it. But that's all I know of Canada. I haven't really spent any other time in Canada. But, I mean, it's so close and so easy to get to from Maui. I think a lot of people, of course, we have a lot of Canadians, coming here.
Definitely.
But I don't know a lot about it. So, yeah, tell me about these.
So let me talk about first, you know, that Richmond area.
Yeah.
One of the things that they like to do is go to a place called Kitropolis. Really small. I mean, it's just, you know, a simple warehouse with lots of little kid playground. And people can go into these Kitropolises. And,
uh-huh.
and they have summer camps where they can, you know, get jobs. And they, like, work being a police officer, or they're delivering mail, or being a veterinarian. And the cool thing is the person who owns that business got other companies in the area to donate the money to build those. So it's like an entire village, you know, built, designed for kids, and it's relatively cheap. You get in there, the kids get to, like, act out this incredible, you know, adult thing, and they spend hours, whether you're going there for the summer camp, doing something planned, or just going around and letting the kids, you know, have at it.
I have never heard of a town like that before.
It's cool. It's and it's just part of the Richmond area. It's just one of the little of dozens of different things that they can
and
do.
And the kids probably loved it.
Oh, it was the best. You know, we also did some go-kart racing. They have a couple of go-kart tracks in the area. But when we went more towards Vancouver proper, we did some of the bigger events. They have Science World out there. And Science World is just this giant building, you know, all geared towards, you know, different scientific endeavors. And, you know, I taught my kids about the light spectrum and, you know, how a fulcrum works.
Is it like a natural history museum?
On occasion they do have some natural history, but in this case it was mostly like the hard sciences, like, you know, space travel and light and magnetism and, you know, physics and things of that nature.
And it's children friendly.
Oh, it's very, you know, and it's, there's stuff that can, you know, intrigue the more, you know, I have a big thing for puzzles, and I sat down and I spent like 30 minutes just working on a puzzle as other kids were doing things.
Wow.
And they're learning everything, you know, from the difference. Oh, here we go. Actually, I have a picture. Yeah, see the big dome?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a huge dome. That's as big as the dome in if you go to Singapore.
Yeah. And so that was fun. You know, obviously for my kids being 8 and 6, you know, a lot of the things are over their head. We had that dome is actually part of a 3D theater where they have immersive experience.
Kind of like they have here at the Ocean Center.
Yeah, I haven't actually done it. My
kids have done it. It's great.
But the one over in Vancouver, they actually, you know, there's wind that came in. They blew certain scents in.
Wow.
They sprayed you with seawater. So you really felt immersed as you learned about this white bear that they have there. It's not a polar bear. It's actually a black bear, but it's born white. So there's only like several hundred of them in existence.
Like albino bears?
They call it a spirit bear, actually.
Okay.
So, and it was just, it was a wonderful experience to go there with the kids. But their big thing is Kidtropolis. I mean, when they go to Kidtropolis, they love to do the normal stuff, like get their face painted.
Aww.
And,
you know, I like this so much better than Disneyland. Because, well, it gets the kids involved in thinking and acting and playing. And, you know, I just think it's a brilliant idea, and I'm surprised
for Playland, I
have never heard of anything like that before.
Or for Kidtropolis.
Yeah,
or,
Kidtropolis,
The Science
absolutely.
World, sorry. Kidtropolis, yeah, is that really engaging thing over Science World, and Playland is more Victoria.
So when people
Vancouver
go
proper.
To this, would you stay overnight in Vancouver and drive out? Would that be the
you
easiest
know,
way to
they
go,
have
you think?
A phenomenal transportation system there, mm-hmm. you know, both rail as well as, you know, good roads. There's, of course, traffic like everywhere. But it's very rare. Most cases, we are only delayed like 5, maybe 10 minutes, unless we are driving right through the center of Vancouver. So, you know, that rail is fantastic. If you're getting, you know, a hotel nearby, you can pretty much hit everything, you know, on that strip with ease. And, you know, one time we were actually going out there. I'm like, look, we should have just parked in Richmond and then just taken the rail, because we could have gotten there in 15 minutes as opposed to the hour plus drive.
Oh, yeah. And the rails are so much fun there, actually. I've always wanted to do that whole cross country.
Oh, the
actual. I'm sure your wife probably has done that, right?
My parents, actually, Bob and Donna, that's one of the things they plan on doing in the next year is, I think it's a 3-day sleeper cabin.
I want to do that. The one that has, they have a special over
the glass ceiling.
And there's an upper deck
goes
there.
Through Glacier National Park.
It's supposed
and through
to be
the
amazing.
It's incredible. I want to do it too, but, you know, when I buy a little bit more time.
Yeah.
especially, you know, with kids, it's a little bit harder to have them in a confined space such as a train. But my 8 and 6-year-old are phenomenally well behaved, and they would probably enjoy it, but there's so many other things to do there.
Yeah. So you were staying in Vancouver when you did all these side trips?
We were in Richmond, which is, you know, part of that area.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's there from there originally, mm-hmm. and that's where Steveston is. And but her sister still lives there. So we go and we stay with her, you know, save some expense because staying in a place can be costly.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, their auntie is willing to give them a car to borrow. And we drove around everywhere. And it was a very low cost for the 3 weeks that we spent there. I was there for a little over 2 weeks. They were over there for a little more than 3. We didn't really spend a whole lot of money. Our airfare was cheap. We always book, because of my busy real estate schedule, like 24, 48 hours in advance.
And which is more expensive usually.
It is, but our one-way ticket over there was only about $250.
And that's cheap. Was that Canadian Air?
That was in American, actually.
That's unbelievable. I've never heard of a flight so cheap to Canada from
there. Yeah, and then the return trip.
But you probably had to go to Honolulu to fly.
Nope, direct. We took WestJet, yeah.
That is so cheap.
It is, it is. And then, you know, when we were in Steveston, we did Canada Day, which is phenomenal. They have a little parade that goes through and tons of, you know, inflatable things for the kids. And it was a beautiful sunny day and people actually had to put sunblock on, you know.
Wow.
It's actually, this time of year is gorgeous. One of the best weather patterns.
Is it?
You know, even better than Seattle, honestly. Even though you're much further north, it is a very protected, beautiful area. And then they have actually, as part of that Steveston area, you know, of course, it feels a lot like Lahaina, you know, like the way that the older buildings are around. And, you know, we like to go to the frozen yogurt store because that's what she was doing a lot as a kid. This is actually a little sunset shot I took of the wharf.
Oh, that is classic, beautiful picture of the wharf.
The kids just, you know, love spending a ton of time there. We took boat tours of the area, learned about the history and, you
Lovely.
Know, how...
I can see where you say it's kind of like Lahaina.
It is. It does. It really has a nice, like, a Lahaina feel, except obviously it's a lot cooler during those summer months. We also had a water park there. I mean, that's one of the things that my kids like to do.
Sounds like a great trip for families.
Oh, yeah. No, when they're there... there's so much to do, especially when you're used to being on an island. I mean, there's the beach and so much natural beauty that Maui has to offer. But if you want to have something like this, a free water park that the kids can go to.
Wow, it's free.
Yeah, there was no cost to it in the middle of Steveston.
Wow.
And I mean, it had to cover at least like 3-4 acres.
I don't think people know much about Steveston. I'd never heard of it before, it's great
just,
to know about.
It's one of my favorite areas. I mean, I'm a small town kind of guy.
Yeah.
And Vancouver is... pretty big. I mean, but that Richmond area is, a lot of it's being gentrified, you know. Mm-hmm. There's bigger farms that are having like you know, McMansions on it and just real mansions.
Mm-hmm.
And as the area changes, so does some of the personality.
Now, I should know this, but do you drive on the left side of the road?
Oh.
Or?
A lot of people ask that.
Because it's a bridge? Well, I'm
wondering.
No,
it's not. It's the same side that you drive on here. So there was really no learning curve. And your Hawaii license or wherever your American license is going to be completely valid there.
I think the Canadian dollar is a pretty good return for the American, but I can't keep track.
I think it's about, there's a 22% difference. You know, it's like 78 cents to
And you did switch. You got your Canadian.
Oh, yeah, we got, you know, plus our credit cards just work there naturally.
Of course,
and they have a very small charge associated with it.
One of my favorite places. And I think you went there, Victoria, I think is one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's so classic and gorgeous.
We barely missed the ferry. I mean, you know, I'm bummed that the ferry is not here on Maui. It's such an amazing and advanced system. And it really is just part of the transportation. I never even used it when I was on Maui.
Mm-hmm. I didn't either.
My only experience was going to Victoria Island the last couple of years that we've gone. And it's just like you're driving on a road and the road ends and the transit system really flawlessly integrates into these multitude of ferries. And you get on it, you get over there, there's food on board. It's like not even, an hour and 35 minutes to get there. And we went to Victoria. We stayed in the historic Empress Hotel.
I stayed there. Isn't that beautiful? Oh. Small rooms, though.
Well,
it's old. Any of those old train, it was built for the old days of the train.
Yeah.
So those rooms, even in Banff, I remember, are small.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they built
Lake Louise,
specifically to, in you know, get people to come to the area.
But historic, oh my gosh,
the
pictures and seeing, they always have these lovely big dining rooms.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and historic pictures and everything.
And we did high tea there. I mean, you got to do high tea when you go there.
It's right in the center of town.
Yeah. You know what the weird thing is? My daughters go to Cardin Academy, and one of their our good friends was at the table right next to
us. Oh, my gosh.
We sat down, and we're like, what
are
you doing here? So we had a good laugh. We talked to them, told them about the things that we were doing there. My favorite thing, though, was actually going to the Butterfly Gardens.
I don't know about that. I know about the
Bouchard Garden.
I've gone to 3 times, and I love Bouchard.
And, I do, too, but I have a thing, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Where are the butterflies? You've got pictures. You're showing pictures.
Video. Yeah, I got some videos.
But where is this a special little park you go to?
So it's very close. I mean, it's not even 5 minutes away from the Bouchard Gardens.
Oh, really?
And it's relatively close to the ferry.
So it's kind of on the way to Bouchard.
Absolutely, yeah.
And Bouchard, as I remember, it's not that far out of town. Oh, my gosh, he's got slow motion of a – is that a blue and black?
It's a swallowtail. I'm not sure what the variant is on the swallowtail.
I love butterflies.
And they come up cute.
The kids must have loved it.
Yeah, here's my daughter. She's being the butterfly whisperer.
Oh, comes up onto her finger. Right onto it.
And you've never seen a kid sit so calm and relaxed as they're hoping to have butterflies land on them.
That is so classic.
So
it's so beautiful.
They were very stoked, and we got a lot of really good footage.
Yeah.
You know, as you're going, music's a big part of the area. Pretty much everybody that goes there has a license. And here, you can actually hear some
of
the
kids. Has a license for what?
To play? Doing street performance.
Oh, okay.
So these are
a lot of street performance.
Yeah, this is about 8 kids that are about the same age as my kids, you know, 5 to 8 years old.
Ah.
And they were just sitting there doing their thing on the street. And, you know, it was inspiring for my kids to do that kind of stuff.
How fun.
So, and, you know, there's bagpipes as well.
Uh-huh.
And they did.
You didn't drive. Mostly you can walk. It's a walking city.
Well,
you can't go to the butterfly park.
We did have our car there.
Uh-huh.
But one of the things we just parked our car with, you know, the valet.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because it's a bit of a clunker. You know, it's a borrow car.
Uh-huh.
And the thing ran like a dream while we were there. But we were on foot the whole time.
Yeah.
We took a water taxi. The kids were just absolutely enamored with the water taxi. And
uh-huh.
We went all over the area.
Around the whole harbor area?
Yeah, the whole harbor.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was actually astonished how clean a harbor could be. I'm like, whoa, you like you fish out
Victoria's
here? Like, could you?
Very,
and he's
very
like,
clean.
No, nobody would fish out of the water. And I'm like, it just seems like you can because you can see the bottom and it's not all murky and doesn't smell like gas.
There's some lovely parks, as I remember, too, in Victoria.
Yeah, yeah. But that and my favorite thing, well, not my favorite, but one of the things I was kind of astonished that Maui didn't have was this thing called that's in the back called Miniature World. Have you ever heard of that?
Uh-uh.
So it's in the same building as the Empress Hotel, but it's toward the back of it. So you go walk around the back of the building, and they have all these miniatures talking about, you know, the history.
Oh, my gosh. This is serious. I mean, there's
looks
like thousands.
Thousands.
Wow.
So you
all set up with these war scenes?
World War II, they have, you know, that's the War of 1812, which is a big thing for Canada and the U.S. Most people don't know about how important 1812 was to America.
Well, we know the 1812 Overture.
Yeah, right.
Every 4th of July,
our
we know
flag
that.
Was still there. So, you know, and they just talk about general history, like bootlegging and things of that nature.
It's a huge thing. So it's like, is it a one-room thing? Or
it was, it's like, I'd say it's probably about a 4,000 square foot, 3,000 square foot place that you walk through. But the way that they snake you around, honestly, it could have been like 2,000. It just made it feel a lot bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, I would love to see something like that that talked about the Native Hawaiian heritage.
Wouldn't
and, you
that
know,
be amazing?
How important the printing press was to Hawaii and, you know,
uh-huh.
talk about, you know, major, the discovery, you know, talk about, you know, the overthrow
our
of Hawaii,
history.
All that sort of stuff, because this is so much more engaging than so much of the other stuff. I mean, that's one of the things I'm looking into and maybe doing like a 501c3, because I just thought it was a really good way to engage people to learn about
could almost
Hawaii's
see
real
at Bailey
history.
House Museum building another little section up there.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
that's exactly
wouldn't
what
it
I was
be
thinking.
Wonderful
it would.
For that?
It would.
It's a lot of work. I mean, you had to have
I got
all
people,
those
though.
Figures
I,
made.
I know, well, that's the thing about 3D printing these days.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. You could actually have 3D figures made.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wow, and you got this thought out.
So, but my other and very, very favorite thing is Whistler. And everybody knows Whistler.
I have never been to Whistler.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You're missing out because mm-hmm. Whistler has got to have some of the most raw beauty. Most people know it from the winter. You know, you go to the Whistler Village. And
how do you get to Whistler?
You basically pass through West Vancouver. So you go up through Vancouver. You cross the bridges. You know, the rail's not going to get out there because it's much more of a rural location. And as you head out to Whistler, you know, you pass Shannon Falls. And we stop there. We spend a couple of hours. And they have this.
Is it hiking through there?
They do have hiking. You know, it's a very short hike.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful, clean river. Gorgeous, like, granite faces. Reminds me a lot of, like, some of the Yellowstone parks. Some of the things I really enjoyed, though, was the Sea to Sky tram. And I'll see if I can find that for you. But the Sea to Sky tram goes all the way from, you know, sea level all the way down to all the way up to this beautiful bluff. Oh, here it is. I got it. Right. Pardon me?
It's so cute because he's doing yeah. a visual here while we're on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. But I can describe it. I swear okay. I can.
Because, I mean, but so it's not just for winter is what you're saying.
This no,
is not
most definitely. And when I go there again, I'm oh actually want to bring the rest of my family.
Uh-huh.
I want to spend a couple of days out
so
here.
So is there a lodge up on the top?
Yeah, that you, is.
There's
a
lodge.
Is.
Oh, my gosh. It does go way up.
It does.
You did this one fast motion.
Yeah, I did a little time lapse to speed up.
I didn't know you could do it. You do time lapse
all the time. Man, it's one of my favorite.
You got to teach me how
and
to
I
do
will
that.
Edit this all together. And if
that
people want to
so
join
nice.
My Facebook groups or anything, I'll share it
I
on
gotta,
there.
I got to join your Facebook groups.
Yep. My name's Clint Hansen, and you'll see me with my family if you
wow,
want to be a friend.
Wow, you get
or
a view of the whole harbor.
Maui Luxury Real Estate.
Is that the harbor down below that you're
yeah,
seeing there?
Yeah, that is. And there's you can't
so you
really
can
tell, but there's a ton of
go from the harbor on this tram right up to the top.
It's not really harbor, but yeah, the little lake that they have.
Oh, it's a lake.
There. Or technically, it's an inlet. It's part
okay.
of the bay.
And so how long is it up there on the tram?
Not long. I'd say it's about 25 minutes.
Well,
if
that's
that
long.
Made, nah.
For a tram?
More like 10. It's Yeah, it's probably about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But it goes up pretty high.
And then did you just spend the day up there, or did you actually spend the night?
Like I said, we were only there for, my daughter and I, we were there for maybe an hour. Got
oh
lunch,
my.
Went on a little hike, and then took it right down.
You know what that reminds me of? Outside of Palm Springs, going up to the mountains up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know the big mountains where there's always snow above Palm Springs?
Yes, I do.
It reminds me of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But and no water at the bottom.
Exactly.
Just
so,
desert at the bottom.
And when we actually made it to Whistler, there was so much to do there. We only spent 2 nights.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my favorite things, of course, my daughter's crazy about zip lines. And they had a 5 kilometer long. It's just ridiculous. It's so far. And she's the adventuresome,
really
most adventuresome 8-year-old you've ever met. And she got on it. She did it. She had a great, great time. We went
did
to.
Did you do it as well?
Oh, yeah, I had to. You know, I went with her. And it was fun. I enjoy it. But, you know, my big thing is paintball.
I know.
So we went to Valea Lumeria, or Valea Lumina, which is this 1.2 kilometer hike through the forest at night.
Oh my
and
gosh.
And everything has lasers and
seriously?
There's strobe lights. It was incredible. But the
I
thing,
would love that.
Whistler is known for their biking trails. It's the best biking trails
uh-huh.
in the world. You can rent like a full suspension bike for relatively cheap, like $70. And, you know, the gear's an additional depending on what gear you have. And I did, not this time, but last time I was there about 2 years ago, with my brother, I did the A-line, and I've done a bunch of downhill, but nothing compared to this. The very first thing you come up to, it's just this immediate 10-foot drop. You just fall off this edge, and then you have to do all these gaps. And I did it 4 times, and 2 of them
whoa.
I almost ate it. And, of course, there I could go on and on, because 3 weeks, you can do a lot out there. There's a lot.
You know, I mean, you've opened up, I mean, a world of possibilities, and I've done the travel show for years, and no one's ever made it sound so great to go to Canada.
So it's so close.
You have done, and I can't believe you got such a cheap airfare. That makes me want to jump right out there and take one of those. I can't believe American Airlines 200
or 250? WestJet is what
WestJet?
We took. And one of the things, though, that's important is, you know, you know how to kind of game the system when you're looking for
right.
tickets, because what they do is they track you.
Uh-huh.
And but we're very good to never buy a ticket if it's more than a particular parameter.
Uh-huh.
And because if they do, they'll basically game you and make you
it's
pay
true.
More. Because if you will,
it's true.
Why not? Why wouldn't they make you pay more?
No, a lot of people are not aware of that, but it's
yeah.
definitely the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So people can check you out on Monday mornings here from 7:05 to 8 o'clock. But if they want to check out these amazing sites and some of the pictures, Clint Hansen, and Facebook, you're very
yeah. I'll
prolific.
Be posting that in the next day or so.
And great pictures you took too. It really you sold us. I want to go right away. I mean, it made it sound fantastic. So, folks, a lot of the traditional places you go are overcrowded right now. Everyone will tell you too much tourism in some of the typical places you go. So check out a trip to Canada.
Yeah, absolutely.
That isn't that expensive and a wonderful adventure for families as well.
Whether you're looking for outdoors or some more metropolis type adventures or looking for skiing, you name it, they've got it.
It sounds so great, and I really, really, really appreciate you taking the time to come in and explain it so beautifully. I mean, it sounds like a fantastic adventure for the whole family, and it doesn't cost an arm and a leg. So Canada, oh Canada.
Oh Canada.
Oh Canada, here we come.